Springbok Radio proudly presents Tales from the Seven Seas. Stories specially written for this series by Annette McKenzie and Jack Mullen, and introduced by Hamish McLeod.
The sea is many things to many people. To the seafarer, it's a way of life. To the dreamer, it's a hushing lullaby. And to the artist, it's an inspiration. And to those who are ill, the sea is a prescription for health. The salt-laden air, the tangy wind, and the very smell of the waves are known to have restored many an invalid to health. Ostensibly, this was the reason why Charles Madden chartered the luxury sea-going yacht, Medea, who, not for himself or for his son, Dennis, no, the cruise on the miniature floating palace was for the benefit of Madden's invalid stepson, Gerald Blake. The world knew Charles Madden was an exceptionally wealthy man who took the greatest care of his stepson. And the stepson, Gerald, was also an object of interest. For on his 21st birthday, he was to inherit the tidy little sum of $1 million. I've called my story The Significant Birthday.
The more I think about it, the less I like it. It's too risky.
Put on an extra pair of socks. That'll fit your cold feet.
Oh, it's nothing to joke about. I think we should forget it.
Forget it? You know how much this cruise is costing. Just chartering the yacht, not counting any of the fripperies, just chartering the yacht is...
I know. You told me 1,000 times.
Well, then you'd better believe it. We're not just down to our last cent, Dennis. We're on our way under. So far under, there's only one way out.
But suppose...
Suppose nothing. My image is still intact, and my credit's still good, but time's running out. That's why it's got to be done soon, while I can still keep up appearances. And as long as it's done soon, we've got nothing to worry.
Yeah, but, Dad...
Now, why should the wealthy Charles Madden knock off his stepson? Particularly when he's so fond of him. Why, everyone knows that since his mother died 2 years ago, I've been a loving and devoted father to Gerald.
Oh, why couldn't old man Blake have left the money to his daughter? But no, she dies naturally and her annuity dies with her.
Yeah, that was a contingency I never envisaged. But no use crying over spilt milk. Things are as they are, and we go ahead as planned. Gerald will be 21 on the 7th of January. 4 more days. Just 4 more days, and he'll be worth $1 million. All we have to do is to get him to sign the will, leaving everything to you. Nice touch, that. Nothing to me except his love and gratitude. And all the rest to the only brother he ever had.
I'm still nervous, Dad.
Dear, listen. You know yourself he doesn't have long to live. We have 6 eminent doctors to testify to that. It may well be that we don't have to,
murder him?
Oh, there's nothing like calling a spade a spade. Now, get a grip on yourself, Dennis. Just remember that for months we worried in case Gerald would die naturally before inheriting the money. Yeah. Well, we're on the last lap now. There's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing at all.
From Dr. Ritchie. He likes Gerald. I can see he does.
All right. So he likes Gerald. So what?
Well, that's why he's so interested. Why, I can't understand the pills. He said so much. In his book, Gerald should be enjoying every minute he has left, not half-dozing through them. I don't know why you brought Richie on this trip.
Well, that's further proof of my concern for my beloved stepson. Well, how could we travel without a doctor for him?
Dad, Gerald may be ill, incurable, but he's not mentally defective. Do you think, do you honestly think he'd will everything to me if he was clear-headed?
Are you asking me?
No, I'm telling you. It's the last thing he'd do, but with Richie there, how can we keep feeding him the pills?
Oh, you're wiring yourself into a knot. I fixed this crew so that we could have Gerald to ourselves. Well, that was the difficult part. When that's over, the rest is easy.
Not with Dr. Richie around. Look, last night he came in and he stopped me giving Gerald his bedtime pill. I had to go along with it. What else could I do? But he's going to get suspicious. I know he will.
Well, if that's what's bugging you, then we'll just have to bring our plans forward. That's all.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? What do you think I mean? Only 4 days before Gerald inherits, we'll get him to sign the will sooner.
But it's too dangerous now, with Dr. Ritchie hovering around.
With Dr. Ritchie hovering around, it's too dangerous to leave it any longer. Because he might start wondering about you. You're beginning to crack, Dennis. The sooner it's over, the better. Are you awake?
Dr. Ritchie. Yes. Yes, I'm awake.
Good, good. I thought I'd just pop in and see how you were. Oh, you're looking brighter today. Did you sleep well?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I woke up feeling clear-headed for a change.
You haven't had any pills this morning?
No, my stepfather usually takes an early walk on deck while I'm still asleep. He should be down any moment to see to things. He always comes in to see me first thing.
I think I'll wait and speak to your stepfather about the pills.
The pills?
Yeah, I think we should cut down on them. There's no reason why you should get overtired or excited now.
Well, I really do feel better. As soon as I opened my eyes this morning, I felt, well, different.
Good. Excellent. I got Dennis to omit the pills last night, just as an experiment. Seems to have been a success.
My stepfather said this cruise would make a difference. I didn't want to come. He talked me into it.
I'm glad he did.
He really looks after me, like I was his own son. He chartered this beautiful yacht just for my benefit.
And it's really doing you good. Well, sea air always does.
I really believe it now. I really do. For the first few weeks of the cruise, I think I was even worse than before.
Well, quite probably the change was a little too much for you. Can't happen, you know.
Yes, I think that's what it was. I've been so tired. Often not knowing if things were real or if I was dreaming. Never sure if I was asleep or awake.
Well, you're awake this morning. I can see you are. There's a glint in your eye I've never seen before.
Oh, good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Mr. Mann.
You're awake, Gerald? Well, how do you feel this morning?
Oh, much better, thank you, Pops. As a matter of fact, I can't remember when I last felt so well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hey, you do look better. Yeah, you sure do.
And it's thanks to you.
Oh, nonsense.
It is. I was just telling Dr. Ritchie how you practically forced me to come on this cruise. I think I only gave in because I was too tired to argue.
Oh, you make me sound like a bully.
Oh, no, the very opposite. You're a stepfather in a million, Pops. It's true, Dr. Ritchie. I never knew my own father. I couldn't have a better substitute.
Oh, you're embarrassing me, Gerald. That's enough of that, if you don't mind. In any case, I know you're feeling better, but look, you mustn't tie yourself up with too much talking. Don't you agree, Dr. Ritchie?
Oh, I don't think a little chin wag will do him any harm at all, Mr. Madden. Or some fresh air, for that matter.
Hey?
Oh, hasn't the steward opened the porthole? He should have done.
Lovely calm sea. Beautiful morning.
Well, that's what I was thinking about. And I was also thinking that a few minutes up on deck would be just what the doctor ordered. What you say, Gerald?
Well, on deck? But he isn't strong enough yet.
Now, don't you worry about a thing, Mr. Madden. We have a wheelchair on board. He won't have to exert himself in the slightest.
I'll see that he doesn't.
Oh, Dr. Ritchie, do you really think I could?
Of course. That's why I suggested it. After all, you've come on a cruise for the sea air. And I'll bring the wheelchair along straight after you've eaten breakfast.
Gee, thanks. Thanks a million.
Well, things aren't working out exactly as we planned, are they?
What gives you that idea, Dennis?
You kidding? Dr. Ritchie sticks so close to Gerald, they're like Siamese twins.
Yeah, that's right.
And Gerald's been off the pill for 3 days now. I never seen him so alert, so well.
But he isn't well. And Dr. Ritchie knows it. He also knows that a relapse can occur at any time. He's a good man. He'll be useful later.
Yeah, he's a good man. And if we slip Gerald any pills, he'll wonder why. And he just might put two and two together.
I'm not interested in arithmetic. Listen, the purpose of this cruise was to get Gerald on his own and make him sign the will.
Yeah, big deal. So we got him on the yacht, and instead of friends and old family servants poking their noses in, we got Dr. Ritchie, sticking like a limpet.
You think I'm letting a fortune slip through my fingers because of one dumb medic?
He isn't dumb, that's the trouble.
Well, he's done us one favor. You're getting annoyed because you think he's in the way. And your annoyance has cured your nervous twitch.
Well, I got no cause to be nervous now. There's nothing we can do.
This is one investment that's coming up roses. And you'd better believe it.
But it's impossible, Dad. How can we go ahead with it now?
I'll tell you. We've been playing along with Ritchie, right?
Well, I guess so, yeah.
We took Gerald off the pills on his advice, right?
Well, what are you getting at?
Just this. We've obeyed his instructions to the letter. He has no suspicions, and he won't have. Why should he? So we go ahead as planned.
But he'll know if we give Gerald anything. And so will Gerald. He's been much more alert these last few days. Well, he'll recognize that feeling. And how do we explain it? What if he tells Ritchie that he signed something in a drugged state? What do you think the doc's going to make of that?
Gerald won't tell Ritchie anything. I promise you.
Then you really intend to?
No, we really intend to. You're the one who inherits the $1 million. But I trust you to give me my cut.
Well, if the rest was as safe as that, we'd have nothing to worry about.
There is nothing to worry about. It'll soon be over.
When? When is it to be?
Tonight.
Tonight?
That's right, Dennis. Tonight. This is the 7th of January. A most significant date. It's Gerald's birthday.
I know that. So the money's his.
That's right. $1 million. With love from Grandpa.
Yeah, but Dad, if he signs a will dated the 7th of January, the same day he inherits the money and then conveniently dies, how far do you think we'll get with that?
You shouldn't underestimate your papa, Dennis. The will is backdated, of course. So the day before we set off on the cruise, quite feasible that Gerald would be worried in case of any mishaps and would make a will before he left.
But a will has to be witnessed, doesn't it?
Dennis, you're talking as though you didn't want the money. It's already witnessed. I'm just awaiting his signature.
What? How?
You think I'd miss a detail like that?
But how was it witnessed? How did you work it?
You mean you've forgotten?
Oh, for Pete's sake, Dad, tell me.
You were there. It was just before we left, remember? We went downtown to see a business friend of mine in his apartment block. Only he was out. But I got the caretakers to witness some papers for me. Remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Well, I didn't mention it to you at the time, but they were under the impression that you were Gerald. And elsewhere, they witnessed his last will and testament in his presence.
Oh, but suppose someone wonders why those caretakers were chosen. Why would Gerald ask two strangers to be witnesses?
Because he preferred strangers. Being so ill, he didn't want to upset friends by reminding them that death was knocking on his door.
Oh, I suppose it's okay. But it still sounds peculiar to me. What if they remember that there was a blank where Gerald's signature...
Pull yourself together, Dennis. There's no risk. We've nothing to fear. Not a thing. So, we'll pass the day in a bright and cheerful manner. We'll be sociable to Dr. Ritchie. But it's just a question of waiting till Gerald turns in for the night. Then we'll attend to our business.
Gerald, are you asleep?
Huh? Who? Oh, what is it, Pops?
I bought you a hot drink.
What? Oh, no, thank you. I'm not thirsty. Have to drink it.
Dr. Ritchie sent it. He wants you to have it.
Dr. Ritchie?
That's right, Dr. Ritchie. Now, drink it down. There's a good fellow. Drink it down.
But I don't really want it.
Now, the doctor knows best. He sent it specially. That's it.
He's finished it.
Now, get up on deck. Richie's there. Keep him talking for 5 minutes, and I'll join you and take over.
Okay, Dad. See you.
Dennis, get moving.
Getting to get a little chilly up here on deck. I suggest we move inside.
Good idea. I hadn't noticed how cold it was getting. Too busy talking, I guess. By the time I looked in on our patient, I made sure he was asleep.
Yes, I'd be glad if you would. But when I saw him just after he turned in, I thought he seemed a little flushed, you know. He's such a delicate boy. The slightest alteration in his condition worries me.
He's very lucky to have someone as concerned about him as you are, Mr. Mann.
On the contrary, we're lucky to have found you, Dr. Ritchie. You've done him more good than a whole clutch of specialists.
Oh, I've done very little, I'm afraid. There's very little I can do. God, he's such a nice young fellow. It's tragic. And yet, who knows? Doctors have been wrong before, and will be again. Even that clutch of specialists you mentioned. We may have Gerald with us for longer than we think. Where there's life, there's hope. Trite, but true.
And every day, there are new discoveries, new cures in medicine, aren't there?
Yeah, the frontiers are certainly being pushed back. Still a long way to go, of course. Ah, here we are. I'll just make certain he's asleep.
You'll do that.
Are you asleep, fella? Gerald?
Gerald.
This is it. Everton, Smith, and Everton.
The winning post, Dennis. The winning post, and we've reached it.
I can't believe it. I just can't.
Well, you performed for Mr. Everton as well as you did for Dr. Ritchie, and we're home and dry.
Don't worry, Dad. I won't let anything spoil it now.
Good. Ready, then?
Ready.
Right. Here goes.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Can I help you?
We have an appointment with Mr. Everton. I'm Charles Madden, and this is my son, Dennis.
Oh, yes, sir. Mr. Everton is expecting you. This way, please. Mr. Madden and his son.
Oh, come in. Come in, Mr. Madden. Please sit down.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I don't have to tell you, Mr. Everton, what a sad time this is for us.
Of course. I understand. Poor boy. I knew how ill he was, yet it's difficult to believe he's gone.
It makes it worse. He seemed to be so much brighter on the cruise, like he was really getting better.
They were like brothers, the two of them. Not stepbrothers, real brothers. That's why Dennis is, well, taking it kind of hard.
A very sad business.
Very sad.
Yeah.
I hope I did right in having my secretary send you all Gerald's papers.
Oh, yes. As you know, we've always handled the Blake's family affairs.
Yes. Now, about your letter, Mr. Everton, asking us to call in and see you.
Oh, yes. It's about the will.
The will?
Yes. Made the day before Gerald left on that last cruise.
Yeah. I knew he'd made a will. I didn't try to dissuade him. He was set on it, and I figured it was his business.
Yeah, that was a very wise thing to do, particularly in the circumstances. I'm sure you'll be glad to know that when he made the will, his thoughts were with his stepbrother.
Me? He thought of me?
Oh, yes, he thought a great deal of you. A great deal.
Thank you for telling me, Mr. Everton. I'll never forget him. Poor Gerald. And it happened on his birthday. We were pretty good buddies.
Gerald thought so, too. He wanted to show his appreciation by making you a gift.
Oh, Gerald and I were buddies. I didn't want anything from him.
I know that, and I also know that you'll accept the thought for the deed.
What exactly do you mean, Mr. Everton?
If only he had lived for one more day.
One more day?
Yes. You said a moment ago that Gerald died on his birthday, Dennis. Strictly speaking, he didn't.
But he did. The 7th of January, that was his birthday.
No, the ship had crossed the international dateline, Dennis.
What?
Legally, Gerald died on the 6th of January.
6th?
The day before his birthday.
What? Then he didn't inherit his grandfather's money?
No. Not by the terms of his grandfather's will, the money now goes to various charities. Gerald was the last of that.
Charities? You hear that, Dad? We murdered him on the wrong day.
Shut up!
We murdered him a day too soon.
Shut up, you idiot!
The wrong day?
Quiet!
We forgot about the date line. We murdered him on the wrong day.
A lawyer's office is hardly the right place to confess to murder. If you want to get away with it, that is. Charles Madden and his son Dennis did not get away with it. They had planned and executed a near-perfect murder, but their careful, painstaking scheme had been foiled by the very thing they had watched so carefully. Time. For when a ship crosses the dateline sailing west, an extra day is gained. You might almost say that destiny laid a trap for the murderers. A few lines from the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam spring to mind. 'Tis all a checkerboard of nights and days, where destiny with men for pieces plays. Hither and thither moves and mates and slays, and one by one, back in the closet lays.
You've been listening to Tales from the Seven Seas, written by Annette McKenzie and Jack Mullen. Listen next week at the same time to another enthralling story of the sea, produced by Andre Botner.